Whoa! It's your Questmaster General, Big Bumblebolly, with live reports from the entrance of Rap Dungeon. It's Grease Valley Radio. An absolute brawl has sparked in room 2 of Rap Dungeon, seemingly a DIY marauder's den. It's our party of 5 versus 3 grimy-ass marauders. Now, I'm watching the quest party via my 2 scrap drones, and I have live access to their party chat. Sign on to gracevalley.co and start watching this shit live with me right now. Let's break down the chaos in the party. We have, oh my goodness, we have 5 of the best questers in this whole fucking filthy states. I talked about them last episode, so let's break into it. We got Kiss Steals leading her new party members, the Bard Bullet Teeth, the Wrestle Warlock, Korag, Omega, the 2 twin canaries from the Grease Valley themselves, Grease Dogs, Kelly and Tolly Maxosus. And oh my goodness, has shit gotten crazy inside of there? Seems like the Marauders party is composed of a 3-armed mutant Goliath, with their 3rd arm seemingly being a shotgun arm, a shotgun melded into his flesh, and now he uses it as a blaster. Watch out, Korag! A slimy assassin with syringe claws covered in pelts and grimy ass motherfucking fabrics. I don't know what's up with this assassin, but we gotta make sure those syringe claws don't fuck up anybody. And they're lastly a bard slash druid, maybe a shaman, controlling a group of rabid muskrats with knives duct taped to them. They got different dinner knives, they got butcher knives. Watch out for those muskrat knives, everybody. Oh, enough from me. Let's just go straight to the live party chat.
All right, folks, let's pull it together. Bullet, focus the Goliath and watch out for the shotgun. Kelly, you know, totally distract the assassin while Korag and I deal with their shaman.
Come here, little rats.
Get out
behind you.
We gotta watch out for his fucking muskrat. They got knives taped with duct tape. What the fuck? Korag, there you go. Fuck your phantom tag team partner, El Fantismo, and power slam these muskrats. Do some tandem moves so I can...
Hey, fuck you, cocaine!
Kill their shaman leader. See, now they're gonna bubble... Get the fuck off me! Someone help!
Steals, get down!
Stay down! Jesus! Alright, now it's just the Goliath. Come on, guys! All together now!
Elephantismo! Do a 520 Hurricanrana right into my diamond cutter!
Rip his fucking head off. That's what I call a trophy. Good job, folks. Yeah, now we get the loot. The big, big loot, and this is just the first one.
I'm just glad we're all okay. Kiss, how are you holding up? I'm sorry Tolly and I couldn't stop the assassin. We tried our best.
Yeah, I'm a little lightheaded, but I think I'll be all right. Let's gather the loot and move to the next room. I'm thinking door to the left. The other two look a little sus to me.
Hey, oh, it's your Questmaster General, Bolly, bringing you the hottest loot-filled adventures in the whole filthy state. Today, we bringing you Rap Dungeon. I'm hosting the biggest quest of the year. It's not too often you get televised dungeon quests that are in nowadays. You get 1, maybe 2 on the internet every year. When you get sketchy feeds, it cuts in and out. They only get halfway through and they get their heads cut off with a TPK. Boy, we're bringing you live updates straight from the party. We're gonna go right into the party's headsets like you heard before and get some live recordings from inside Rap dungeon. It's almost like you're there. Have you ever wondered what dungeon crawling's like? Have you ever played Dungeons and Wagons?
Or like Rats and Renegades? I mean, like, there's tons of different TTRPGs out there for you to check out, and that's only a taste of the real life dungeoneering my quest party gets to engage on today. I mean, let me tell you a little bit about dungeoneering in general in the Broken World. I mean, there's been hundreds of thousands of dungeons built throughout the world, but the most famous ones, of course, like I've mentioned before, are the ones made by Questco. A little recap, the Questco dungeons were set up for questing parties really trying to prove themselves. It's usually how you'd graduate from university or something like that. You'd have to finish one of these dungeons, but nowadays, they're not really running anything like that, so why would anyone go down there? Because of the loot! Oh my god, Questco, to incentivize their people to finish these dungeons, would have preset loot be dispensed in every room, and it makes its own loot. I mean, it's self-sufficient and shit like that. They have automated farms, and then they like make the farm food into yummy, delicious treats, and then they shower those treats on the questers if they could successfully finish a room. Now, to finish the room and get the predisposed loot, I mean, it's pretty much just like every room will have a threat, more or less, either a person or a trap or a puzzle or something. Once that threat is disabled and is no longer a threat, boom, loot baby. But that's led marauders and different things like that to hang out in the rooms, and now they have become the threat. The rooms identify like, oh yeah, these are the threats, so you know, unless somebody kills these guys, no loot. But the marauders just wait for questers, they kill the questers, and then boom, loot falls from the sky. It's fucking amazing for them, but even better for us, because we're gonna bring so much loot home to the Grease Valley. I mean, there's mini bosses, there's trap rooms, there's corridors that lead nowhere, all the dangerous inhabitants. You never know who's gonna inhabit one of these places, let alone who's gonna be the boss behind one of these motherfucking dungeons. Every dungeon's got its boss, and every boss got its lair. That's how raid bosses work, baby. So, you know, there have been some legendary questing parties throughout time. I mean, even the first ever dungeon crawl was completed by the Golden Gooses in 2043. Now, the Golden Goose is set out by the Golden Coast, of course. An elite murder squad of clones, each clones of different presidents. And each of them went in there. I heard FDR died immediately. And then Reagan got shot and dragged down a hallway. But you know, the good the clone of Obama made it through the dungeon, got it out, oh boy. And some historical dungeons in the past. I mean, the Molten Jungle Dungeon was really popular for a couple decades. I mean, it fell off after everybody was just like, oh yeah, this one's hyper dangerous. But when it first came out, everyone was like, hyper dangerous? Man, let me put my name on it. The Intrepid Terror Titans, led by Dak the Crimson Titan, was actually the first to complete the dungeon and get the epic loot of the Molten Crown. Each of them got to wear this Molten Crown, and when they did that, their fists turned into fire. And then they could just punch through things. They can also catch things on fire that way, just like, oh, I need to light this candle, boom, my hand's on fire. It's pretty convenient. You never know what kind of magic items you're gonna get out of these. The Plague Dungeon was another really bad one. I mean, everybody who's went down there usually dies, and if you make it out of there, it said the curse activates, and nobody who's finished it has lived more than a year after. Suspicious, maybe a plague. They always seem fine. There's no symptoms. So maybe there's some kind of hidden invisible plague living in the dungeon. Maybe it's a curse by the supernatural forces and the revenants who live in the dungeon. You'll never know. You know, enough with the past. Let's get back into it. My party's finished gathering their loot. We're heading into a hallway. Let's get back into it. Our party will hopefully be able to go down in rap dungeon history, and someday some nerd like me 150 years from now could be talking about my questing party. Let's go. No TPKs. Bring home the loot, baby. we're back to the grimy corridors of Rap Dungeon, where our party has been trapped in a maze of steel corridors. These cold steel corridors with moss growing across it, coming out of the ground, breaking through the walls at points. There's a bunch of trash and dirty syringes left on the ground. Bunch of feral cats going around meowing. It's a real dank ass place with a bunch of graffiti of the lost rappers who have tried to accomplish Rap Dungeon to prove themselves as bards. But truly, Bullet Teeth, the Bullet Bard, has made it the furthest, it seems. They're all enjoying their loot from the last room. They got many candy bars, a ton of Reese's Pieces, some real good stuff. A bunch of, scorched bullets. These scorched bullets will leave burn marks on their enemies and also make them not trust each other. They make a little confusion in there. Those came out of the chemical plant in Old Consin, you know what I mean? They made a bunch of weird ass bullets up in Vulcan Industries. Ugh, bunch of good loot. Ooh, even Bullet Teeth seem to have got a bejeweled bullet mic. Ooh, some very good loot. We'll see what this hallway will have. If they could disable every trap in the hallway, they might get some extra loot, baby. Let's see what's going on. It seems like Tully has just disabled his fourth trap. Oh, baby, they're making their way. Let's go straight to the team chat.
And another one. Ding! No biggie. See, I told you, goons. The loot's already ours. Whoa, Korak, don't step right there. What the fuck do you think you're doing? You're gonna blow your leg in half. That blue brick? Yeah, it'll shatter it. You guys gotta be careful. Follow my back. We're almost to the door. This hallway's a little long, but everyone stop. Got a sensor module right behind this record. Ooh, what is this gold vinyl record for a record of the year? Death Grips. Ooh. Yeah, oh, okay. Here's the sensor module. Yep. See? There it is. We would have went three more steps forward. That laser hits us. This whole hallway would have been filled with roofie dust. Oh shit, look, oh, yeah. It's a solo adventurer's body. Look, he's got loot on him. And there's like a crashed drone over there. I bet Bali will want to see their tapes. I'm gonna send him back to him now.
Look, see, this quest is already paying off. And like, hey guys, Tully and I are really thankful you brought us along. I mean, like, really. You guys are real life superheroes. You go around solving crimes across the filthy states and helping out people in need, like, it's an honor to be with you guys. And Steels, are you okay? What happened back there? I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, all right. Ding, ding, there it is. Final trap, what's up? And the SMG turret is disabled. Now time to kick this fucking door, yeah.
Tully, no!
Heyo, so it's Big Bumble Bali here, and as you heard, Tully has perished. A noble grease dog, a fantastic person who came out of the Grease Valley. It was sadly the second blaster door trap that got him. He got the first one, but the second one, those are near impossible to detect. Nobody else on the team would have had a chance. The team's having a hard time moving on. They've consoled Kelly, and she seems to be able to move along now. So, you know, we're gonna see what's going on with this room. And this room is seemingly a puzzle room, covered in graffiti wall to wall in rap lyrics. There are rap lyrics all across the walls with parts of them left out, lyrics listening, some lyrics are wrong. So I think they've got a figure out what's going on with one of these, and one of the walls has a giant door inside of it. It's all like weird and occultic and magic looking, you know, a lot of sacred geometry going on here. These walls just inscribed with all these ancient rappers. Hopefully this door will open if they're able to solve the maybe the correct lyrics. This door is giant circular door held with occultic magic that only responds to finishing the lyrics, Kiss steals is confirmed. Or maybe it's just a voice record robot, you never know. But let's see if they'll be able to get it. They've got to figure out, you know, one of three. There's three glowing crystals above the drawer. So maybe if they solve the next three lyrics, they'll be able to see. Let's see, there's words appearing on the wall in graffiti right now. Let's see what they say. It seems like the first one's appearing now. The graffiti by the wall is clearing away, and I could see some new lettering starting to form. It's in the classical bubble style of graffiti, a very classical form of calligraphy. Some really, really classy-ass dungeon. Oh, okay, the lyrics are coming up. Let's see what it says. It says, penitentiary chances, the devil dances, and the eventual answers to the call of autumn. Now, I'm not a rapper. I'm not going to rap any of this for you guys. Okay, there's more. All of them fallen for the love of ballin', got caught with 30 rocks. The cop looked like Alec Baldwin. Oh, okay, now it's forming a line. It's forming three lines. I think it wants you to complete the next three bars of this rap. Who's got it? Who's got this one? You know, yeah, we all know this one. You know what I mean? Like penitentiary chances. Yeah. Like Alec Baldwin. Like, come on. You guys gotta know this. One of them does.
Yeah, of course I know this shit. Bullet, motherfucking bullet teeth across the nation. You gotta know your classics if you're gonna call yourself a hip hop head. Bro, run it back. Let me see this shit. All of them falling for the love of Baldwin. Got caught with 30 rocks. The cop looked like Alec Baldwin. Inner city anthems based off of inner city tantrums. Based off the way we was branded. Face it, Jerome get more time than Brandon.
Oh shit! The whole wall just cleared. It started sparkling, and then all the lyrics cleared. And now look, the second gem's glowing. The first one's fully glowing. The second one's glowing a little bit. We gotta get all three of these gems glowing to get the door open. Come on, this is an easy puzzle shit. All right, what's the next rap lyric? Come on, give us the good rap lyric, motherfuckers. Okay, this one's a little different style. Firstly, the calligraphy's done in wild style this time. One of my favorite old-time graffiti. You know, when I used to go around doing my street art, you know what I mean? And seems like it's filling out like a whole like chorus, and it's leaving a couple lines out of the chorus this time. So, or a couple words. So let's see. The lines say, "These bullets coming at you. Take these bullets for me, that's my blank blank. Ha ha, they steady dumping the tool. Take these bullets for me, that's my ooh 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 man, you know what I'm saying." All right, let's see who, ooh, it looks like Kelly's already got the answer immediately.
"These bullets coming at you. Take these bullets for me, that's my grimy waifu."
Yeah, that's two for two, baby. Look at that. The glitter, it goes away. Boom, second gem's lighted up. Last one, baby. Then we get in through this occultic door. Man, the occultic door's bound to hold some good fucking treasure on the other side. Number three, this one's looking like an easy one, too. This shit was like a banger back when I was a little baby, you know, back in the plague years. Shit. All right, yeah, let's let the lyrics finish itself. All right, so I'll read it off to you guys, but I'm pretty sure the team already knows. I can see Bullet Teeth getting excited over there, man. This little bullet bard. It goes, all right, yep. "Rep the set, yeah, gotta rep the set. Gang, gang, chase a check, chase it. Never chase a chick, don't chase a chick. Mask off, fuck it, mask off. Mask on, fuck it, mask off. Blank, blank, blank. Chase a chick, never chase a chick." Yeah, all right, come on, it's the best part of that song, but get it.
Yeah, you already fucking know it, boy. Man, motherfucking mask off. Fucking mask off. Yeah, mask off. Fucking mask off. Prozac, Molly, Prozac. Yeah.
Oh, shit. The whole floor is collapsing in on itself. It's opening up. The whole party has fallen and is now trapped in a damp, mossy subsection of the dungeon. It's just littered with bones and plastic. I don't know what they're gonna be able to go do down here to get out. I mean, seems like there's a large ooze rolling off of the wall. A pink and green ooze. Is it filled with, oh shit. It's starting to project some of the things it has inside of it. And it's got machetes, it's got spears, it's got rusty ass daggers. It's rolling right towards our fucking party. This is a full-fledged mini boss. Everybody watch out for the machete ooze. It seems like the party is able to move around the ooze easy enough, but the ooze is collecting itself up into, oh no, it's collecting into a giant wall. It's forming a wave. Bullet teeth, move, bullet teeth out. Oh shit, it just slammed into bullet teeth. It's holding up against the wall, and it's just sliding different knives into him. Somebody's got to shoot it. Somebody's got to stop it. He's trying to crawl away, but he's being eaten alive. Oh no, let's cut to the comms.
Yo, oh shit, somebody help me. Do.
Kiss Steals, come on, what do we gotta do? Fuck.
I'm a bullet.
No, I can't. What the fuck? Why is it looking at me like that? Stop!
Callie, she is no use. We must use our inventories and our mind. What do you have to stop this ooze?
Yeah, I've got some cornstarch, actually. I was saving it for a cake later, but fuck it. You were gonna throw it on it and then you could break it. You gotta break it now, correct?
That's perfect, Kelly. Now, my hardcore gauntlet, ladder shot!
Ladder shot after ladder shot. Oh my goodness! Korag is putting the smackdown on this fucking ooze. EC dub. And now he's pulling from his metal gauntlet, is sliding out a sledgehammer using his final charge. He only gets 3 of those charges per rest period. Oh boy, he's building up the sledgehammer shot. It's time to play a game. Boom! Oh my god, that ooze just shattered into pieces and blades. Oh my goodness. Yeah, Kelly, good on her feet there, using her inventory very strategically. Hell yeah, guys. This time for some loot, baby. Let's get that loot going. And it seems like the party is going to start their ascent up a spiral staircase to get out of here. Oh boy, plenty. Oh my god, the mini boss loot, phenomenal. Seems like Kelly has found some sunglasses of stunning. You look at the right person, you can use it 2 times a day. You could stun a person just with the look of these stun glasses. Oh my goodness. It looks like Korag has got the helm of ever knowing. He could pull up a fact from any book or movie. He could tell you what actor or what person made it or the different characters in it. Man, this is going to be some very utility knowledge he'll be able to get out of this. Some really good shit. And it looks like I don't know if Kiss Steel should even get any loot from this room, because she didn't do a whole hell of a lot. But seems like they're giving her one of the rifles. Neither Kelly or Korag are very good with guns, so they're gonna give her the rifle. Seems like an energy core rifle, if I'm correct. Just seems like those rifles back in, what was it, like 2024 that they made, where they invented a new form of bullet, where now you could use energized capsules as weaponized bullets, you know, some really crazy stuff. So we'll see what she'll be able to do with that energy rifle. But in her state, I don't have much hope for her. And you know, of course, on top of that, they got hella turtles, the candy with not almonds. What the fuck am I talking about? Pecans and fucking chocolate and caramel. Aw, they can be eating good tonight. Seems they're starting their ascent up that spiral staircase now. Let's get it. Next room, baby. Kick that door.
Another long corridor. It seems to split into two paths up there, but guys, we're really banged up. I don't know if we could keep going along like this.
The grease pump is correct. We cannot risk another battle in our condition. Let's camp here for the next few hours before turning any of these corners. We don't know what could be behind any of them.
Seems like the team is going to be setting up camp for the next few hours. Really smart move. Going to be able to get back their encounter moves, their daily moves. Going to be able to pull out their big tricks again. I know Korag's already used both charges in his Phantom Tag Team Gauntlet, so he's got to be careful there. And hopefully this will give time for Kiss Steals to be able to really come back too. It seems like whatever was in the syringes back there really fucking her up. I could even see the purple hints in her eyes. Maybe some Jamboree was in there. Maybe some moon dust. I really can't tell. Party's not in a great position right now, but they've come out with some fantastic loot, man. They got a whole water generator down there, a water purified generator. That's fucking amazing. If they could bring that shit back to the Grease Valley, we'll be able to have fucking infinite water, and infinite pure water also means we can start making diluted drugs, start pumping that style and stuff out into the world. Not the crazy bad stuff, you know, like a bunch of penicillin and a bunch of fucking painkiller stuff to help people out there. It's a really dank ass world, so you know, you need as much Advil as you can. We can help get that shit out there. Oh, and I heard even towards the end there might even be a bullet maker. Ooh, it's like an air fryer, the size of an air fryer, but like, oh, you put in any kind of materials in there, it's gonna pump it out as bullets. It's gonna encase it in metal, any kind of metal you could have. Yeah, I put fucking tin cans in there, I put aluminum cans in there, and that makes bullets. Hell yeah, we need this shit, so I'm really hoping the party could pull through. We've had some losses already, and I really hope Cully will be okay, but let's cut back into the team's party chat for the night and see what they're gonna do.
Kiss, are you okay? You need to talk to us already. You can't just keep zoning out. Korag, what are we gonna do? Can we even finish this dungeon? I don't... Is it worth it? I mean, it's already taken so much from us. I don't understand why we have to keep going through this. I mean, Bali will understand, won't he?
Kelly, I understand your position. You have lost the most from this quest already. However, this journey is not over. If we turn back now, all will be lost. And not only just the loot, but potentially our lives. The exit through the final room is our only hope of escaping. It's our only hope of getting Kiss Steals the antidote to whatever is plaguing her. We cannot give up now. I understand your fear, but we must keep going, whether Bali likes it or not.
What? Why are you guys even talking about Bali anymore? He's not here! He died in a couple of rooms back! You guys don't fucking understand how deep we are. I'm gonna finish this with or without you guys. Fuck you guys!
No, please, Kiss! Don't leave us! Stop!
Kelly, do not chase her. It will not do either of us any good. She could potentially danger us. We must stay here and camp for the night. Get our energy back. We'll look for her in the next couple hours. Please, go to sleep first. I can take first shift. I have the restless state. If she returns, I will await you.
Seems like the party is going down for the night. Korag's gonna take first watch. His wrestle state will allow him, like he mentioned, to, you know, get all of his perks back while still being at like in a meditative state. He'll be able to be aware if any dangers come, but he'll be able to rest up still. A really good strategy going on here for the night. Hopefully Kiss Steals will return by the time the camp is over and they've rested up, but we'll just have to see. Let's cut to a commercial and we'll be right back to you with some Rap Dungeon.
Hello, I am Yulabor, the protector of Arcmana and supreme principal of the Appalachian Mage Academy. I am bringing you a special offer, a premier moment in your life to join us and learn the ancient secrets the Earth has held from us. Money has made magic disappear for centuries, millenniums, but nowadays we could learn the secrets of all of the elements of the world. Join whichever house you seek knowledge from, whether it be the House of Industry, learn glass magic, learn cog magic, and turn the cogs of machines with your mind. Join the House of Ash and learn your ash magic. Join the House of Fabrics and turn silk petals with your fucking energy. All of this waits for you in the Appalachian Mage Academy. Which house will you join?
Back, folks. The quest party is in a admittedly rough shape. The loss of Bullet Teeth was rough, but he was a scavenger marauder motherfucker that could go around and stab a house for no reason. So not the saddest, but as a bullet bard, his legacy will kind of go down in Rap Dungeon. This is kind of where bullet bards are supposed to lay to rest and stuff like that, so not the worst. Tully is still bad, and of course, Kiss Steals is on the run right now. She ran further into the dungeon. She's deeper in, but she could still be alive, and she could still be, clearing rooms in the future, helping out, making sure that we'll be able to get through this clean, but, I don't know, admittedly rough shape. We've gone from 5 to 2, but potentially 3. And you only need one person to finish a fucking dungeon, you know what I mean? They got this. I got faith in them. Kelly and Korag are following their leader's blood trail through some of these mossy steel corridors. They're once again kind of stuck in this trap, but they're handling their way. They know what they're doing. Oh! But both of them seem to have stopped in their tracks where they, and my drones are detecting a large figure lumbering towards them. Oh my goodness. This thing's fucking huge. This dude is like a walking turtle of weapons. The fuck is this guy? A walking armory? They seem non-hostile. They're approaching our party now. Let's see what they have to say.
Only peace. Just selling supplies and loot to the wanderers. As you are deep in this dungeon, you may also battle me and claim my wares and the preset loot from this corridor. The challenge is yours.
Well, if there's preset loot, why not just kill us and you claim it?
I must relinquish my collection before I gain more.
Alrighty, well, it seems like our party's gonna purchase some wares from our mysterious stranger and then make their way for that rosewood door. Ooh, looks like they're stocking up on some potions. Those will be important down there. The 3 potions of power for Korag Omega, that'll definitely be able to buff up his strength stat, his audacity stats, and his aggression stats. He'll be unstoppable. And then, even looks like they got a potion of Don Cheadle voice. That would be good in case you never know a scenario in which one of you guys goes mute from a spell, or maybe you want to make an enemy talk, or you even pour that on top of one of those rabid cats down there, and then now you got a cat talking with a Don Cheadle voice. There's a billion different things you could do with those potions. Stock up on some rifle bullets, stock up on some food. Ooh, looks like they're buying some energy burgers. Wait a second, who's got energy burgers? Who's taking Greasy Greg's recipe? This recipe's expanding. Maybe this has something to do with this cult. Maybe they're doing something, I don't know. Party's got some good wares and looks like they're heading out. Let's go to it. Next room, baby, kick that door. And as we go through the rosewood door, we come into a rambunctious scene. There seems to be three goons trying to restrain and hold down Kiss Steals in her enamored state. The fourth one is coming up to our duo now. It seems to be their leader, and he wants to talk to our party. They're chatting it up. Not too good of a chat, it seems, though. They're Lone Star Gunmongers make up this other party, so I don't think this is going to end up too well. They seem pretty ready to finish this dungeon, and... Oh, Jesus Christ, of course. They have fucking Malin Laser Tits merch on. Jesus Christ. And then they're going to have them spread their fame after they finish the dungeon? Nah, not gonna happen. Man, we gotta stop these guys. They're not giving our party much more to do either. They're kind of like threatening to kill them right now to get the predisposed loot out of here. We can't. Watch out! Watch out, team! They've got a net launcher! They're gonna try and get you in a net! Oh boy, it's time for initiative! Korag is gonna have to fight almost all four of them at this point. A true handicap match! But truly just a squash match from my man, Korag. Get him! Oh, holy shit, was that a steel arm drag? Hell yeah, right into a cosmic headlock. Fuck him up, boys! As Elefantismo del Sol, jumping off of Korag's back and hitting that tornado DDT. Holy moly, that's three of the goons fucked up right there. Kelly's looks like she's trying to sneak around to help out Kiss Steals. We'll see how this works out. This is truly the trio of the Greasy Elite versus the Hollow Point Club. Let's see what happens. Oh my god, Kelly's scurrying over. They don't even know. She's freeing up Kiss Steals now. She's all tied up with rope, but she's cutting up the rope with her little utility knife. Let's see what. Oh, Kiss turns around and gives him a little wink. Uh-oh. Kiss Steals is jumping around. Oh my god, Steals has got her two shotgun blades out, fucking chopping people down. There's two of them dead. Wait, no, Korag, watch out! Kiss Steals is just fucking chopped the arm of Korag off. Korag's phantom arm is cut off, and as he loses his power, his phantom partner has disappeared. Oh no, oh no, somebody's gotta stop Kiss Steals now! Oh shit, Kelly stabbed Kiss Steals right in the back. And there it is, Korag Omega with a pop-up Omega Bomb! Oh my god, he Omega Bombed one guy onto another guy. Their fucking spines are all mangled up now. Ugh. That's a fight over, baby. That's Kiss Steals killed two of them. Korag killed two of them, but Kelly had to stop Kiss Steals. Kiss Steals just cut the arm right off of Korag. Korag seems to be doing okay, but he doesn't look too hot. He just popped one of his power potions to hopefully be able to power through this dismemberment. Oh my god. Oh. It seems like loot has started to shower upon the duo, congratulating them for a fight well fought, but I don't know, this some pretty shitty preset loot. It's just literally some candy bars and some like fucking socks and gloves falling on them. Socks and gloves ain't gonna help them after they fucking defeated the Hollow Point Club. All right, there's two doors left. This has got to be the finale. One of these two is going to be it. All they got to do is choose right. Will it be the steel door or will it be the bone door? Find out when we come back. Whoa, 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 whoa! With only one drone left, we follow the duo of our Grease Valley party as they travel through the bone door into what is hopefully the final room. It's gotta be the final room. There's gotta be the lair. This gotta be where the boss is. We got two left. The two strongest of our fucking party. Korag Omega still got two power potions. We about to get it, baby. It's a dark room. It's a fairly empty room, too. There doesn't seem to be much in it. It's just a fairly dark room with a pit in the middle. There's like ambient lighting coming in so they can see a decent amount, but like, there's not really much in here. Maybe the boss is at the bottom of the pit. The door just locked. Uh-oh. Walls are caving in. Walls. Kelly, Korag, you guys gotta do something. You guys gotta figure it out. The drone is detecting there's a lock mechanism at the bottom of the pit. The pit is approximately 30 feet. One of you's gotta go down there and hit the lock before the fucking walls cave. The walls got machetes and spears stuck inside of them. They're gonna stab you up. Yo, somebody's gotta get down there now.
Kelly, I will descend into the pit and disengage the lock. You must escape. I will climb out of the fucking hole with my one arm if I must, but you will survive. I promise you that.
Okay, there's not enough time to argue. Thank you, Korag. I'll throw down a rope. We're both gonna get out of this. Trust me, okay? Go.
Look, the party's got a team plan. They know what they're doing. Let's get it. Korag's descending to the bottom of the pit with his one hand clawing all the way down to slow his fall. Boom! He just punched right through the mechanism. The walls are still caving in, but the door is open. Now is your time to leave, Kelly. Kelly is throwing down a chain to try and pull up Korag. Korag's grabbing onto the chain, but it doesn't look too firm. He's jumping up with one arm and grabbing onto the chain and continuously doing this. He's 10 feet up. Let's go. He's 20 feet up. Kelly, pull harder. No! Fuck, the chain broke. The chain broke. The walls are about 10 feet from caving in completely. Kelly, you gotta get a fuck.
Kelly, leave me. Go.
Jesus Christ. Korag's at the bottom of the pit, just squirming around. He's too fucked up now. Ah, shit. Kelly. Kelly has deserted her party mate, Korag. The walls have completely caved in. The door is shut. Fucking trap rooms, god damn it! There's only one room left. Let's go. Kelly has begun wandering back through the bloody room. The rosewood door room, and she's heading towards the steel door, the last door of this whole fucking dungeon. She's stepping over the body of Kistiels and also her enemies. Kistiels' veins are totally engorged at this point with a grotesque purple color. Her eyes, this fucking violent velvet color. Korag's arm seems to be in her way now. She picks it up and she's taking the phantom bracer off of it. Maybe she plans on using it in the future. She'll need everything she has to defeat this final raid boss on her own. I mean, maybe she'll find some revival powder in there. Maybe she'll find up some goop heal and be able to goop up those wounds of her friends. But I don't know, I'm just hoping she could get out of this alive, bring home the loot, we'll have a giant fucking party, she will be the most celebrated grease dog in history, we will put her brother's name down as one of the most legendary grease dogs, all she's gotta do is survive this last fucking room. The steel door is creeping open now, and she is met with a wall of shadows. Can't really make out a single thing, not even any ambient lights making its way into the room. This doesn't seem fully natural. I mean, she can't even make out a single thing, and this is a large ass dark room. This is a big room. Is this potentially the final boss's lair even? Just a giant dark room? I mean, the last room was dark, but this one literally, you cannot see a single thing. It is just black in here. I mean, she's bumbling inside now as we speak, but my lonely drone, I mean, I only got one of them, and I can't see jack shit in here. I mean, my fucking infrared, my motherfucking night vision, none of that shit will work in here. So, Kelly, you're on your own. Be safe. We'll keep an ear out for you. And remember, you got the whole Grease Valley behind you. We all got your back. You got all of our support, baby. Let's get it. Just kind of bumbling through this room. Kelly, can you check the drone? My drone... Uh-oh. The propellers are jammed. This thing can't move. Kelly, get away from the drone. Get away from it now. There's definitely something in here. Kelly, get out.
Oh, boy. Sending your flock into my domain? You fucking fool! You think you could wander across the filthy states, bringing chaos and destruction wherever you go? You are a harbinger of doom! You left your nation in ruin, a prison reduced to rubble. You fled a murder. Left a whole city of decent folk to the wrath of an ancient chimera. No more. We will finally hold you accountable for your sins. As rare as that may be in the filthy states, it is here. I am here. And so is your grease pup, Kelly. Isn't that right, you greasy little fuck?
For Grease Valley!
You insolent fiend! I've been stabbed 1,000 times before. I've licked millions of blades. My family and I were born on a serrated edge. Conceived in steel! Kelly, you will join us. And soon, we will join you, Bali. Congrats. You've completed Rap Dungeon. Knife King out.
I don't know. We gotta assemble a party now. We gotta send another party in there. We gotta fucking make sure they're okay. I mean, I'm sure the drones were just overtaken or hacked or something. This isn't fucking it. This isn't how it do. I can't send more people in there. Fuck. I'm gonna have to go talk with the people of the Grease Valley. I've got a lot of questions to answer now. Make sure to check up on your loved ones, check your water levels, and yeah, that's that Grease Valley Radio. It's been Rap Dungeon to you. Grease Valley Radio is written and produced by BBB, voiced by Sebastian Buderbaugh, and created by Sebastian Buderbaugh. Find more Grease Valley on Twitter at Grease Radio. Ayo, you can find more updates on the shows. If the show's ever late or doesn't show up on your thing, you should check there first. And you could even get new snippets of the world, hear about little adventures, hear about all the different things. And if you could support us, it means the world to us. We have a Patreon at Grease Valley Radio. This Patreon has 3 different tiers, starting at $2. You could get shouts out at the end of episodes, and you could even get yourself written into the lore of Grease Valley. Become a Grease God today. Ooh-ee. And if you don't have the financial assets to be able to support us financially, oh, a free Apple review goes a long way and will be able to help us create more episodes and get this podcast in the ear of more listeners, growing this big old greasy community. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to see you again on Grease Valley Radio.